Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast and Radio MD PodcastHealth.com or iHeart or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. This is your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, and this is 1261A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. Today, we have eight stories we want to cover because that's how big the news was this week. And the first one is one that I don't really want to get into, but I have to. But before that, I should say we are sponsored by ForYoungevity.com. Go and sign up for their free newsletter. That's the number 4, Youngevity.com. And the other sponsor is LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and of course, the key for GLP-1 takers. Take this 2 days before and 3 days after, and you'll avoid the problems of increased dose of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation. At least that's what the data indicate, that 60 to 70% of the people who do that take the DiRescue won't have those problems on increasing dose. That's D-I-A-R-E-S-Q, DiRescue. The top story of the week is that we're in for a bad flu season. It's H3N2, a new variety of the influenza virus that humans haven't been exposed to much in the past because it didn't have the way of infecting us. But it's evolved and now does. And Australia had its worst flu season ever. They've been keeping records since before 1970. And this one was the largest at killing people and causing hospitalizations. So if you haven't gotten the flu shot, get it. Under the age of 55, it prevented 70 to 80% of the hospitalizations when used in Australia. Over the age of 55, it prevented 30 to 40% of the hospitalizations. That range, 30 to 40, is because the data isn't quite accurate enough. Coffee decreases atrial fibrillation rates in a randomized study. This is a Roizen rule for a younger you. Enjoy coffee because it has so many benefits. In this randomized controlled trial of people with episodic atrial fibrillation, it decreased their fibrillation rates. So enjoy coffee. If you enjoy it, enjoy it. A few cigarettes is really bad for you. 2 to 5 cigarettes a day. Even people say they don't inhale. Vaping and smoking are really bad for you. It doubled the death rates. Just 2 to 5 cigarettes a day doubled death rates in people 60 and over. Keep learning or go back to school. Higher educational attainment. And this is the Roizen rule for a younger you, number 2. Higher educational attainment is linked to better episodic memory as you get older. This is longevity is the next disruptor story. Get to the gym or shovel if your doc says it's okay in the winter. That is, high physical activity during midlife was associated with reduced dementia risk. Even if you did it late in life, it's associated with reduced dementia risk. So get thee to a gym or get at least exercise at home. Do walking, whatever. But make sure your doc says it's okay for you to do it and then do it. Exposure to white light while sleeping. That is, if you let white light in your room, even though you're sleeping, it's linked to a doubling. That's incredible, to a doubling of heart disease and heart attack risk. Story number 7, frequently eating sweets, red meat, and processed red meats increase your risk of developing Parkinson's disease by 40%. So get thee to the Mediterranean diet, as we spoke about last week. That's our odd omega segment of the week. And our real longevity is the next disruptor. Story 3 is that at Mount Sinai in New York, the Icahn School of Medicine, they found that giving an ATP, a V-ATPase inhibitor, it's a specific drug. These drugs are used for cancer, but doing that regenerated stem cells in older mice so the mice could live and repair themselves and function as if much younger. Is this coming to us? Well, I don't know, but stem cells are important. And so this is a really important story that is the reversal of aging in the stem cells, the increase in telomere length, and ability to regenerate more stem cells and to function as if younger. That's a key finding. So our key points: get the flu shot, enjoy coffee, avoid people who smoke, and don't take up smoking or vaping yourself, and keep educating yourself. And while you're doing the education, you can walk at the gym on a treadmill and read at the same time and get a higher education, and you'll be helping yourself prevent dementia two ways. And by the way, the other stories are avoid sweets, red meat, and processed red meat if you want to avoid Parkinson's disease. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen and sponsored by foryoungevity.com as well as by lifesfirstnaturals.com and its production of Dye Rescue as well as Bovine Colostrum and True Biotics. Thanks for listening and thanks for downloading us. Tell your friends, rate us any way you want, and tune in the B segments, which are always great guests. Last week's great guest on 1260, you'll want to download that. Connie Bennett was "I Blew My Diet, Now What?" Very interesting segment, fascinating interview. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.